Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God forevermore. I'm going to go quick because time flies. To God be the praise, glory, and honor. You're listening to the voice of Evangelist Jesse Charo, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, Nazareth. And let me ask you something. Can any good thing come out of Las Vegas, Nazareth? Come on, somebody. I'm going to read some verses before I share my heavenly vision, third heaven testimony. I want to share this. Watch. Mark 14:62. Jesus is talking to the high priest. Jesus told these unbelievers that they will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of the majesty on high. Mark 14:62. Jesus is telling these unbelievers that they will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of the majesty on high. Let me give you another one. Acts 7:55-56. Stephen, as they were martyring Stephen, he gazed up into heaven and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand, not the left hand, but on the right hand of God. Glory be to God. John saw the glory of God in Revelation chapter 4. John saw the glory of God in chapter 4 of Revelation, and he saw the Lamb on chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 7. Glory be to God. To God be the glory. The very first time I ever encountered dreams and visions through revelations of God, visions of God, in 1986, I didn't want to live anymore. I just wanted to commit suicide. Drunkard, drug addict, lost in Las Vegas. My very first dream, in my dream, I saw Jesus. When you see Jesus, you will know that and him is Jesus without any questions. He had a white robe down to his feet. He had his right arm and hand open unto me. Of all the sinners in the city of Las Vegas, here is this loving Lord. I saw his beard, his hair, and behind him was a desert, but there was a road that led the end of the road you could not see, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father lest you went through Jesus Christ. That's why I never saw anybody else. I did not see the Virgin Mary. I did not see Buddha. I did not see nobody else, because there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. If you get to God and you didn't go through Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, you missed heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:1-6. And there he is. The next day after that dream, see, the Lord goes before you. The Lord knows everything you intend to do. He already knows your tomorrow. He already, come on, somebody. He knew I was going to go up to one of the hotels in the city of Las Vegas to jump off. I was at the top of one of the hotels in the 1980s and the 1970s. If you Google and do a search concerning downtown Las Vegas, there were many men that were throwing themselves off the hotels to end their lives because they just done lost everything. So the last thing to do, that when Satan comes and he starts condemning you and accusing you of you're a loser in the city of Las Vegas, well, in 1986, I was almost 86 out of Las Vegas. But when I was up there, I was looking down at the pavement thinking, I don't know, I was not in my right mind. It's almost like I heard a voice, why don't you just go ahead? You know your life is no good no more. And then the Pictionary vision comes to my mind again. I see that vision that I saw just one day before. I see this loving Lord with his arm extended out to him. Immediately I shook my head and I said, what am I doing? I came to my senses. I came down that hotel, got in my bicycle, driving back to my apartment, stopped at the store, picked up another 12, went home and down at that because I was still not delivered. I was not saved. I was not healed. I needed healing. You could see Jesus, but that doesn't mean much. You can see heaven, but that doesn't mean much. I asked Jesus, why don't you just leave me alone? Why are you always just following me, talking to me, revealing yourself to me? Jesus will reveal himself to whom he will. That was in 1986. I started going to church. I started reading my Bible. I went to a Baptist church, got saved. I went to a Pentecostal church, got filled with the Holy Ghost. I was baptized in water. When I came up out of the water, I was looking for the heavens to open and maybe I would hear that voice coming down from heaven. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. I was looking up. I saw no pigeons, no white pigeons. I'm looking for the white pigeons. I said, what's going on? I said, did nothing happened. I went home to take a shower. From all these people being baptized in that dirty water, I said, I was one of the last ones. I must have been about the 20th in water baptism that night. I said, that water must be filthy of all these sins that these people committed, and now they're all over me. I needed to go home and take a shower. See, because I worked in gourmet restaurants, I was a butler at the Penthouse, MGM, French Cuisine, Delmonico's Restaurant, Riviera Hotel for 11 years. I was clean. We were clean, wearing tuxedos almost every day. I went home and took a shower. When I was in my bathroom, from the ceiling of my bathroom comes this glory, this glorious presence of the Holy Ghost that baptized me with the Holy Spirit. I began speaking in a different language, started freaking me out because all this was a new experience for me. I shut my mouth and I thought about what I told different people about what happened, and I told one preacher, and that preacher said, no, you have to get out of that church, because that, speaking in a different language, is of the devil. And I told him, I said, no. I said, you got it all wrong. I know in whom I have believed. In 1987, I was sleeping in my bed, and I was taken up to heaven. the first one I see in heaven was my Lord Jesus. I knew who he was. He was the same one that saved me back in the city of Las Vegas, what they call Sin City. Staring at him, I knew who he was. I've seen him before. With his white robe, he had a golden band from the left top of his shoulder, from his left shoulder to his right hip. A golden band. He had on a golden crown. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I saw his hair, his beard, and I'm standing before him. And when I am staring at him, when I'm looking at him, he looks down to look. So I look down to see, well, maybe my shoes are dirty. Maybe my clothes is dirty. Maybe filthy rags. What is it? I've noticed that when I look down, I myself had a white robe down to my feet. I was not fat. I had a new glorified body. I felt like Pacquiao. I felt like a featherweight boxer in a new glorified body. The robe of righteousness of Jesus. Then I heard of a voice as of a trumpet. God is my witness, and I do not lie. I don't know. I heard a voice as of a trumpet speaking to my left. As I turned to my left, I saw another throne higher than the first throne, full of power, of glory, full of light. I saw as if there was an image or a form sitting on that throne. And from his waist and down was fire and light. And from his waist and upward was just full of power, of light, of glory that shone out of that throne. I could see that it was an image or a form. It looked like a man. It didn't look like a woman's figure. It looked like a man's figure. But he was so full of light, I could not see his face. Around the throne and about the throne, there was a beautiful rainbow that went from the left of the throne upward and downward to the right. As I looked to the right and to the left, I saw no walls, I saw no building, I saw no temple. I saw light, daylight, the whole place illuminated by the power and the glory and the majesty that shone out of that throne. Glory be to God. I don't know, but then I turned to look at my Lord Jesus, the first throne. And I don't know what the voice of the trumpet spoke, but here I go. I don't know if someone guided me. I am flying down to earth. I see the beautiful world. It was dark from way far away, this dark world full of darkness. As I am coming down, I see the earth getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I see the beautiful colors of the landscaping, the blue water, the green on the earth. But wait a minute, all of a sudden, put on the brakes. I am standing on the air between the third heaven and earth. As I'm looking down, I see a woman standing on the earth, a woman dressed in black. She had her right hand extended up. At that time, she looked like she was talking to God or something. I couldn't figure it out. I really wanted to see who that woman was. Her face looked like she was in some type of tribulation. Her face looked like greatly troubled, like she was in great tribulation. I tried to see what nationality that woman was, and she was not black. She was not fully all white, but she had a slight color, like a suntan color. Her black hair and her black dress, she was parted in the middle of her head, and she looked Italian, German, French, white. She looked like a woman from different nations, different nationalities, a woman of all nations, people and tribe and tongue, standing on the earth. And as I'm looking at her with great amazement, as I looked on the ground, there was a big-shouldered man, white man, big-shouldered man. He was given on a white robe. He had on a white robe down. He was laying face down. But yet, this man had no head on his shoulder, but yet I saw no blood. A Pictionary vision that I drew. When I woke up, I said, oh my God, what I have seen. This was in 1987. I would never forget. I don't have it written down. I wrote it down. And I looked up the scriptures concerning the beheaded, concerning the slain, the killed, the white robes, the golden bands, the woman. Who is this woman? She's in Revelation chapter 17 and in verse 18. She is that woman. That woman has power to behead, to kill, or to slain, depending on what translation you have. She was given power to behead. When I saw Kamala Harris on television, I've seen photos of her with her black dress, her black hair. She's parted in the middle. And guess what? Her hand was lifted up. Her right hand was lifted up. And as soon as I saw that photo, I said, my goodness, that looks like the same woman I saw in my dream vision. There is a woman coming to power. But what encourages me was that we were already taken up. We were already with the Lord, looking down on the earth and the things that were going on the earth. I saw the green grass burnt. I saw the grass burned up. I saw the whole place was desolate. It looked like desert, nothing living anymore. It looked like a day of war. The sun did not give its light. The daylight was not bright. It was kind of, it looked like a day after war. It looked like a troop came, killed, stole, and destroyed, and left. I saw little smokes from the grass that had been burned up. I did not know any scripture. I did not know any Bible, and God is my witness, and I do not lie. This is coming up. This is prophecy unfulfilled, that God is revealing himself to whom he will. God is revealing himself to whom he will. Whatever Jesus wants to do, whatever God the Father wants to do, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you must be born again. You need to be baptized not only in water, but being baptized with the Holy Ghost from on high. Just as I was in my bathroom taking a shower, there came from the ceiling of my bathroom, here comes the presence of the glory that filled my little bathroom, full of the glory of God. And I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking in a different language. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. One more, one more. I was reading my Bible in my bedroom about 3 a.m. And the only light I had was from the little lamp that shone to the pages of my Bible. And all of a sudden, do you remember, have you ever sensed that somebody walked up to the door and they were standing there? And as you turned, there was nobody there. But you sense that someone stepped. You heard the footsteps of God walking in the garden. I heard the footsteps of someone that stood at my door, and the voice said, "He is here. He's here." Very soft. And I didn't repeat, I didn't say it out loud, but into myself, I said, "Who is here? Who is here?" And all of a sudden, from the top of the ceiling of my little bedroom, here comes like a tangible presence of the Spirit of God coming down like a mist, coming down all over my head and my shoulders and my face and down to my body that filled my room, that filled around me the glory of. And then I started hearing music. I started hearing like angels singing. I immediately reached towards my desk, got me paper and pencil. And I wrote down the words of the lyrics, and I lost the little paper, but that could have been my $1 million song that the Lord would have gave me. Repent and seek the Lord and be born again, for in order you to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. For the glory of God. Evangelist Jesse Charo, to God be the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray for you, Yeshua HaMashiach, be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord is able to reveal himself to whom he will.